pick and roll. All right, I'm going to go back to the pluses are. First question.
One and four.
I have a first question. Page two, item 101, I had a check there. Has anyone got any questions about that, Supervisor Bryce?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And my questions are intended, I think, just to get a little discussion going, and hopefully we'll inform the Judiciary Committee when this comes back. So the question deals with the language in on line 100 that says August will not have a regularly scheduled meeting of the county board. Two questions arise. One is a substantive issue of continuity and the problems that that the lack of an August meeting poses at times for departments and others, and that delay that causes for certain matters that are time sensitive. Secondly, more symbolically, if you will, what this says to the public. Some interpret this as saying the county board is on holiday for the month of August. And I question whether that's an appropriate message to be continued and particularly to be codified in our ordinance. It may be that the business isn't sufficient and that the meeting can be postponed or canceled, but do we really want to say no business conducted by the county board in the month of August?
What do they do with legislation up there when they close down? What's the term that they use? Anyone know?
Recess?
More sessions if they're in session during a specific
time. They say they're recess or whatever. We can utilize something like that. Something to think about. Thank you.
I have a question.
Supervisor Smith, you haven't talked.
Thank you. I understand the logic of that. I mean, we do have meetings, for example, the Mental Health Special Committee on the North at the new building and these associated areas, and there are a lot of committees and special meetings that are made. So I'm just looking at the wording again. Is this just say the regular scheduled county board meeting is not going to be in August? Doesn't say any other meetings, right? So right. Otherwise, it's signed by the county board meeting. Okay.
Recess. So,
yeah.
Okay. Supervisor Borkowski?
Well, Mr. Chairman, we do have precedents that I'm going back in time, maybe 5-7 years ago, there was a board meeting in August to take advantage of prime mortgage rate or for bondage or whatever, and we were able to get everybody together, have that meeting, and save significant amounts of money. So I know that we've done it in the past.
Yeah.
So we have done it.
We've done it.
Did I do it?
I believe you did.
Yes, you did.
I am mean. I'm telling you. Call you back on August. Go ahead, Supervisor.
I was just going to refresh the chairman's memory that we did in, I believe it was 2006, 2007, when the then county executive declared an emergency and closed the pools.
We conducted
county board business, but we also did a special finance audit meeting.
So what's the proper word, since we will have meetings when it's important? What's the proper word? Pardon?
This is fine.
This is fine.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that this is fine and that it says regularly scheduled meetings, so it does not prevent coming into session on a special.
Supervisor Bruin, you with that?
Absolutely, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
The question poses is, as a policy, do we want to state in the ordinance that we're not in business in August? We're not holding a meeting. Why don't we strike that language, allow the meeting to take place, but what do we say to the public? That we're on holiday? I mean, this isn't France.
That we're human.
I didn't call on you, young whippersnapper.
I think, Mr. Chairman, your comparison to Madison and to the regularly scheduled floor periods versus special sessions or other sessions is an appropriate comparison. So that's what this is saying, is that we have scheduled our regular business around the remainder of the year. We have this one period when we're not scheduled to be in business, but we have a history and an ability to come into session if needed. Nothing changes about that, and the precedent is in other levels of government as well. So,
I guess what I hear, Supervisor Rice, and I don't want to speak for him, is saying that for people who don't know that that we still do business in that month, and he don't want to give that impression that we don't still do business in that month. That's what I pick up. I don't know. Am I speaking too in front of you, Supervisor Rice?
No, I think you're reflecting the concern that I and I think some other people have when they see this. Mm-hmm. Vacation time.
Okay, we can do some other name or whatever. You guys can come up with some other name later on if you want to. It's up to you.
Chairman,
clarification. Wait, hold it. Mayo, go ahead.
Well, if you really want to say something, instead of saying we don't meet in August, we could say that we have, in case we need a special session in August. Just say we have, if there's any meetings that we need to do in August, we have a special session. In other words, if we don't have a special session, we don't. But it's still saying that we can meet in August.
We do meet in August.
Yeah, so if you don't want to put it on, if you don't want to put it that way, you can say that.
Several times under the mean chairman, you've met in August, whether you was out of town or in town or whatever, I brought you back. Mr. Boatman?
You can bring you back.
Mr. Chairman, that language could be stricken. The next sentence is you set up a schedule for the four-year term. Yeah. If we struck that language, we could continue to do exactly what we've been doing.
And what language would that be?
The language about August being off. But the next sentence is you set up a schedule for our regular meetings. And you just don't schedule a meeting in August. So you don't really need that language.
Okay. Court counsel?
County clerk.
Mr. Clerk, go ahead.
I think what Mr. Bolton is referring to, if you look on page 3, the red part line, 104, it says the county board chairperson shall provide a schedule of county board meetings for the remainder of the year to the board. And so it would be up to the chairperson to decide whether you want to draw this meeting or not.
Okay, good. We can strike that out and leave that there then. Okay. Supervisor West?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's egregious to say that August will not have a regularly scheduled meeting. I also think it provides transparency. Because the expectation is that we will not have an August meeting. And again, we've broken that rule before, or we've gone outside of those lines. But I think for public perception, I think that we actually should keep that in there, because our kind of mindset is that we will not have a meeting in August. And I think it's unfair to kind of, allude to the fact that we might, because unless there's, somebody declares an emergency or, the bond rating is awesome and we have to have a meeting, we won't.
Well, I think Mr. Clerk indicated that it says that the county board chairman shall provide the county board the following first meeting of the board meeting after the election of the supervisor scheduled county board meeting the remaining of the year. So if we need, and without you guys' approval, if we needed to have a meeting in August, when I was the chair, I did bring you back. Okay? I don't know what the next chair would do, but when I was chair, I did bring you back. So from that perspective, I think we're covered. So we can strike out that part if you choose to do so. It's fine with me, however you want to do it. Supervisor DeBruin?
Just really briefly, just for historical reference and fairness to the board in past decisions, there was a time when department heads were telling chairman of the board that because the September was going to hit the beginning of the budget, that there was very little business that they had to send to the board in August or July, and there was discussion over which month there might be a break taken. So it's not just because board members might want a break or to go to Bermuda or something like that. I was here when the discussion with department heads was that is a natural break in the department cycle. So whether that still exists, whether there's enough that you really definitely need a meeting, that's for the future board chairman and the members of this body to decide. But I just felt that we were getting a bit into self-flagellation that really wasn't necessary given the history of that item, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, you guys can discuss that later, but it indicates we're covered because the chairman of the board has the ability to call you back in August if so needed.
on the same page with Free Allen.
I'm not talking, you didn't ask to speak, but.
I did ask.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't. You just started talking. You want to speak, you can talk.
Oh.
Okay, is there anything else? Supervisor Mayo?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to talk about the preamble. Who made that preamble up?
Which one you
on? We're still on number two. I asked for that earlier.
Page 2.
Page 2.
Yes. Who created that?
Supervisor, Mr. Terry Cooley?
Mr. Chairman,
who made the preamble up?
We put that in. It's modeled after the City of Milwaukee Common Council ordinances and other ordinances that have a preamble which state why you have these rules in the first place. And ours did not have one, and this offers one to you based on the same type of language.
Okay, thank you.
Good question. We had on page 3, I had a check on the top part. Did we cover that? Or maybe we've already covered that. Okay, on page 3, 1.